and ask her where she was born?
Încântante nu pot crede la nostru. Around down this way, down along the river, some place was first reported. Don't know what year and what date she was born, but they tell her age is 90.
Do you want to ask her what she did when she was a little girl, what her parents did?
Well, I remember when she was a little girl, when they had the store down in Rampart House, the Hudson Bay they put up, she remembered most of the part of the thing.
I'll ask her what her parents did when she was small. Did they trap or whatever?
A long time ago, when she was young, they used to stay in the skin house. And they just wore skin clothes summer and winter. And all his parents do, they just travel around and they hunt, they try meat. That skin house they make, and they had open fire at the middle, and they use it winter and summer. That's how they make their houses, and then after they try making, all they just live on straight meat and fish. That's all they do.
Do you want to ask her if they got any food from the store and that?
Just buy only pea and tobacco and shell. Sometimes men they buy gun from the store, but they never sell like flour or sugar like that. They never have that kind of system. But she pea and shell like that, that's all they get from the store. It's not like the store we have now. A long time ago, when the people are having, sometimes they have hard time, there's no grocery, and when there's no game around, hard for meat or sheep. The people, they cut those women, they keep some skin. They say that they said they even people eat some skin. They soak it and then they boil it and they eat the skin, any kind of skin, caribou skin.
This was when they had nothing else to eat?
Yeah, nothing else to eat. That's the time they eat skin.
Well, did they have berries or anything like that to eat?
Well, I just go look at chapter 20. Well, this summer time and berries grow, they eat berries and they don't know how to keep those berries, so just when they tram berries and grow, they pick that, they keep that, and they keep some cranberries during winter time.
How do they keep it?
Is it
the
tons they just keep it to live in some kind of sack. After it freezes, they just keep it in the sack. Last time, but then there's some kind of minister come around, and whoever, one or two men, they know how to read, they say, you know that on that blue shoe book at the end, first part, there's ABC was on it. That she said that the P teach them how to say ABC, that's all she remembered. They have no school etiquette.
Mm-hmm. Did her kids go to school?
Nikki Kaka has no kids, but she just had only one boy. But she went to Twin Rose Minister, come around here, and they make school. That's the time she went to school, but she got no kids, there's only one boy. She said she just adopted a kid and she raised eight. And the rest, they went to school, but that's all her grandchildren, two of her granddaughters, that they went to school, they was at Inubi. But one boy that he went to school and he's out around outside now. He joined the army. That's where he is now, that one over there.
Ask her how she feels about having to send the kids away from home to go to school.
She likes to send them out to school and she sure likes it. But now those kids, after they finish school and they stay in different places, even that, she gets help from them. She was satisfied with that.
I'll ask her what they used to do when there was no doctors and nurses around. Did they help each other out with any problems, physical problems?
Nursing, some guys, they get bad headache and they cut it around here, and then after that they still have strong headache yet, so they just cut it right here at the middle, right here, and they're bleeding lots, and then after that, that person get better. People got that big pain in their chest, and that's the time they cut their vein under their tongue. And they take the blood out, and that's how they cure the person who got pain in their chest too. When they had more pain, they had pain in the around their shoulder, all over places, that's where they put that spruce pitch. That Sarah Apple tell you that they put it on their self, on just like plaster.
Mm-hmm.
Those wood willow that just like birch, nearly look like birch. They take the bar out and then they take the juice. She said it's helped that way too. It's when people get sick they drink it. Who got sore on their face or hand, they wash theirs and then it cure the face quick. And it's nice for all different kinds of sickness. Used to be lots around back and around the lake, but they just finished it. Every time, still those old women, they pick it up, so they waste it, and it's hard to give it to. Lucky she found fewer, I think.
Ask her about clothing long time ago. What kind of clothes did they use? Skin clothes.
The clothes they wear is just out of skin. The woman, they tan skin and after they smoke it and they make dress out of it and the pants. And so is the men too and all their kids. In winter time, they tan those caribou skin fur on it, they make parkie and fur pants and and the fur boots, all that they use at winter time. That's how they wear nothing but skin clothes. And so whoever get lots of rabbits, they cut the strip out of rabbit skin and they knit it and they make parka and pants out of it too. And so the kids, they wear rabbit parka and rabbit pants.
They knit it?
Yes, they just braid it.
Oh, I see. Did the men ever help to tan moose hides or make clothes or anything like that?
Women to tan them. Some of the men did that. Men, they help the woman out. They help the woman to tan skin. And there's one woman here called Annie Fritzen. That's his father. He's really good. He said he's always helped women how to tan skin. And whoever makes snowshoeing, woman, he helped the woman how to fill it up with babish.
Is very rare for a man to help a woman in that, you know, tanning hides in it.
She said they don't mind and they just helping women, and even some woman who's smart woman, they could make snowshoes just like men's too. Women and men's are just work together.
Travel on family
with dogs
and walk over there.
They get the birch and they make toboggan out of the wooden birch, and then the woman, they tan moose skin. After they smoke it, they make harness out of the moose skin. And then with dog team, they travel, and summertime they just walking with dog pack on it too. The dog is packing things and they just walk and travel around. It's the summertime, they just travel around. They have dog pack and walk in wintertime just with dog pack.
Did they travel from community to community very often?
She did not. They just go to some different places.
I asked if they ever killed dogs and ate them, because, or were they just too valuable?
Think they ever did that, and even there's nothing to eat with them, she don't think that they killed a dog and could eat it. I just remember just some time when people kill wolf or wolverine and bear, when they people, they kill it and nothing to eat, they eat it. She remembered that she eat wolf and wolverine. That's all she remembered.
Well, ask her if they ate wolf or wolverine, if there was other meat around.
They eat them just that. So that's why people eat those wolf and wolverine, because there's nothing to eat besides.
Ask her how many different ways there were to catch fish.
There's hardly any net, and the only way that people could get fish, that they gather all the willows and they make it, they tie it all to just like fence, and then it's just the willow about that they put it that far apart, and that's where fish go, and then it go into that den, that's where they kill it with stick, and they get fish. That's the only way they could get fish, that's all he remembers.
She remembers anything about the time when the fur trade first started, you know, when they started selling furs to the
By when she said the Hudson Bay store was up down at Rampart House, by the time they started selling fur there, but she don't remember what year it was. But since that day, they sell further at Hudson Bay store. Hardly anything in the store, and even that they sell their fur and whatever they got in the store, with that they help people.
So, for example, if she took a fox into the store, what would she get for it?
Quite a good one. She said one red fox, $10.50. Martin skin is just one skin is 50 cents.
How much for bear skin?
I heard her travel.
She don't know. They never sell that. Bear skin or wolf skin.
Beaver? Well, I did.
What say you know?
I told myself,
they never buy a good price. It used to be they, it's just hard for them to get to places. From here to Bell River is about over 100 miles, I think. Even that used to be those people, they go by river, they just got the paddle, and they paddle downstream, and upstream they just hold it, they got the rope tied to the boat, and they just pull that rope and go upstream with the boat. Then as far as they go to Salmon Cache, and from there they go over mountain to McPherson. And she said that soon they get McPherson, and from there they go upstream with boat and up to the Mackenzie River, all that, and then around above the Edmonton, that's where they go with boat and get the stuff. That's for everybody that travel around, that's for all the people, and they get back. By the time that people never, they got no grocery, nothing. All they got is just dry meat, straight dry meat, that's all that. They just work so hard. And after they get back to McPherson with little in the boat, and then they just start a off travel around. What little grocery they got, they just travel and start to get meat and fish for during winter.
They used to wash their clothes a long time ago.
I didn't wash it because it's just made out of skin. Summertime they use the skin that tan, and it's tan, and wintertime it's fur. It gets spoiled and it's dirty, then they make another pair, and then cut all and they just throw it away, and they make new one, they put that on, and they never wash. They got no clothes to wash. No soap, he got no soap, he don't remember, there's nothing around.
Yeah.
Remember is they just washed their fish with rabbit feet.
Rabbit feet?
Yeah.
I will put it in the
And just that rabbit feet they put in water, and morning time they wash their face with that rabbit feet, and they got another dry one with that they dry their face with it. But by that time there's no car to get comb or brush to comb my to comb their hair. My father said they use that spruce brush. You see that spruce brush is kind of just like comb. They comb their hair with that too. It's good as comb too, that one.
What did they do in the summertime when they used to wear their moccasins and used to go outside and it was raining?
For sure, take out their moccasin and they just go without and just walk around with bare feet.
What did they use for light?
Well, either for no light, open fire at the metal, they just put wood on that and that's how they keep the light on. That's all they use.
How was their government, I guess you would call it, set up? Do they have a council or anything like that?
I do.
She
remembers they just had only chief every community. They had only one chief and for everybody, people just obey them. What they say, they have to do it right away, but that's all she remembered too.
And that was hereditary, eh? If like
yeah.
If my dad was a chief, I would my brother would be chief, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Ask her if there were any class differences. If somebody was if one family was richer than the other one, did it, you know, was there any difference?
Lots of people, they care for each other. Who's the, when they see poor people like that and who's the rich, that person has to give them clothes to each other and they feed each other. They, whatever they get, they just supply to everyone.
So everybody was equal, eh?
Yeah, and her mother was... You see, her mother did very good. She, whatever she had, she just gave it to the poor people. And she said that she did the, just like her mother now.
What did they do for games long time ago, for entertainment sort of? Did they play baseball or did they have cards or whatever?
They used to play ball and like that big football, they play with that too and they play the different kind of, just with that ball they play. Why you could not let car come on? And at first they saw white people come to Oakland. That's the first time they see car and they play with car, even old people, they play car with it.
Well, what did they do for recreation? Like, did they, you know, what did they do besides just play ball? Like the older people, what did they do?
Some kind of those old people, they joined those young people, play ball, they play. play with them with ball too.
What was the ball made out of?
In that they cut pieces out of some moose skin. They make it, they cut it round and they sew it. And then they put something inside, they make ball for themselves out of moose hide.
I asked her if they had any forms of birth control.
She said that when the first that they just had no clothes around, and then they just put the moss on some kind of skin and they just wrapped the kid inside there. And then that's how they keep the kid after that. The kid is birth, that's what they think. She makes her party, she makes it big and white. Then she makes it big white. Then she packs the baby right behind her.
That was Myra Moses.